enjoying this beautiful day, training camp. Good to have everyone here. Anything? Salah. He's got more letters in his name than the alphabet. Go ahead.
What has impressed you the most for him? I mean, you don't have a lot of rookies that step in immediately in training camp and work with the ones. What has stood out for you?
You know what? He is a football means a lot to him. He's worked throughout his career to grow to become a good football player, from high school to junior college to college. And he's got a tremendous work ethic and real receptive to learning and takes the information, applies it, and it's been a pleasant surprise so far. So, you know, the first 3 days in pads, he's done tonight, or 2 days in pads, and today he's making nice progress. So he's a work in progress, so we'll see how it continues to grow. Well, you know, I said, it's a day. Every day's a work in progress, and I don't want any accolades early. Let's just keep growing. You know, we have our first preseason game coming up, and then we'll see how we do there, and then keep seeing which players fit in each position and grow. But the foundation's there for good growth.
Where do you see the biggest strides from Linderbaum from year one?
His confidence. I mean, now he knows, you know, we speak in codes a lot up front. So, and that's throughout the league. And he now understands everything that takes place. And he's really the coach's voice and eyes on the field. So he's reiterating what's being taught in the classroom. And then he goes to the field, and we work on the field, and he's continued doing that process. So he's doing a really great job, and he's a great leader and an excellent performer.
Coach, I know it's early, but with Salah, where's your confidence level to go out and start week one for you guys?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to make that determination yet. But you know what? He's doing a very nice job here so far early in camp. And we're going to try some other guys at other positions just to see who's the best. You know what I mean? The good news about our business, we get to see – who rises up to earn that spot.
Your coaching style is very old schoolish in terms of individual reps and sort of doing all those reps. Can you tell us what some of the benefits of coaching?
Well, you know what? That's what I know. I grew up that way, you know, and my career, I was very fortunate to come under a coach. My first job was at Livingston University in Southwest Alabama, and I had a great offensive, who was a head coach, who was a former line coach, that helped me grow in that area. And I always thank him for what he was able to do. He's passed since then, but he was excellent. And we develop, and as the game has gone on, I've developed more styles and more techniques, etc. But there is a way to do things. I expect offensive line play to be played a certain way, and that's in my vision that I see how it's supposed to be played, and I try to teach it that way, and the guys try to apply it that way. So it's a work in progress.
Joe, how rare is it to have someone as developed as Tyler Linderbaum at that center position at such a young age?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I mean, you know, to get a young man, and he's just a fantastic person and football player, and the way he carries himself and the respect and he's diligent at his job, so he wants to know, yes, the easy answers, but he wants to also find out the hard answers. So we'll give him, put him in that position where he has to grow in that area, and he's doing a fantastic job.
You know, Lamar having more empowerment and stuff before the snap, is there more on his plate in terms of scoring that protection?
You know what, I think what he does, yes, I mean, whatever, we always try to let our quarterbacks, and he and the center work together. So they communicate together, they work with each other, and try to make the play work with your communication.
Joe, you know, for years, you know, I know Greg Roman, when he was playing, liked particular blocks a certain way. How how much of a difference as far as just blocking schemes and blocking style has it been changed under what Todd Monken would like to do?
Well, and Greg and I had a lot of the same philosophy, so we're staying with a lot of the same things that we have been doing. So, and there's some things that Todd has implemented that we're still using some of that stuff too. So, it's a combination of a lot of schemes.
Joe, what
John said that you're going to be flipping John Simpson and Sala after this week to get reps with the ones. What does Ben Cleveland need to do to remain competitive and battling for this left guard spot?
I think Ben just needs to continue to grow and get more consistent. So, and he's working at that. So we'll see how that plays out.
To your mind, how important has it been to have everybody out there healthy from the start of campus here and just working again?
That's vital, right? Just like anything else. And the unity at the offensive line, all five guys playing together, communicating, and they are able to understand when each one talks to each other, they're on the same page. And then what I call fits of blocks, they have to know how to fit the blocks, and they know how to do that together. Well, if you don't practice, it's not going to work as well. So the consistency, continuity is very important. Well, I can tell you this, he likes contact. So he's a contact player, which is great. And he's a very good football player, very intelligent young man, really growing and learning. So he's been a pleasure to work with.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you.